I'm Steve Ashley, and on today's half-hour edition of Hot Pipes, I'll be playing tracks composed in 1923 as part of this series of music from the 1920s. My opener is one of the most iconic from the decade, written by American stride pianist James P. Johnson in conjunction with Cecil Mack, who established probably the first black-owned music publishing company in 1905. The Charleston, which went on to spawn a dance craze, of course. George Wright and the San Francisco Fox Wurlitzer recorded in 1959 for the Hi-Fi label. House organist Tiny James recorded that same instrument, but Fantasy Records had entirely different ideas regarding microphone placement. Regrettably, I never heard the Wurlitzer in the theatre, but I'm told by those who did that these tracks, and those of Everett Norse, far more accurately capture the rolling sound in the huge auditorium. This Linger a While was taped in 1963, shortly before the theatre's demise.
Thank you.
Linger a While, written by Harry Owens and Vincent Rose in 1923, the latter probably better known for the songs Avalon and Whispering. Harry Warren composed over 800 songs during his career and was the first American songwriter to compose primarily for film. Back in 1923, there was no movie soundtrack, of course, so his songs were destined for sheet music and record sales. This is Len Rawl with Home in Pasadena, which was recorded by Al Jolson and Billy Murray in 1924 and revived by the Temperance Seven in England in 1961. Home in Pasadena, Len Rawl and the Queen Wurlitzer, that in 1997 was in the Free Trade Hall, Manchester. Two of the great American bands of the 1920s were led by Abe Lyman and later Gus Arnheim, who along with Arthur Freed of Singing in the Rain fame composed I Cried for You, Now It's Your Turn to Cry Over Me, in 1923. Lyman himself recorded that song that year and later in 1936 with Billie Holiday supplying the vocal refrain. The pace of the song has varied from fast foxtrot to ballad. Ken Double takes his 2014 arrangement on Peter Crotty's San Diego area residence Wurlitzer Hybrid in a slow foxtrot tempo. Thank you. John Philip Sousa's Nobles of the Mystic Shrine, composed in 1923 for the Ancient Arabic Order of the Nobles of the Mystic Shrine, otherwise known as the Shriners, a Masonic order based in Tampa, Florida. That march was played by Ian McGlinchey on a Paramount 341 virtual theatre organ, and for those not familiar with that, it's a computer-based instrument with sound sampled from premium theatre pipe organs. ABC Cinema's musical director in the 1950s, Joseph Seal, recorded many albums for various Pi labels, most, if not all of which, have been reissued several times on various media. This tango, La Rosita, composed in 1923 and recorded in 1971, was reissued on CD on the Castle label in 1994. Rosita, originally issued on a Pi album named, rather prosaically, Golden Hour of Theatre Organ Favourites. Pi wasn't renowned for original album titles. Who's Sorry Now, from the pen of Ted Snyder, who also brought us The Sheik of Araby, was originally recorded by Isham Jones and his orchestra in 1923. It was later revived by Connie Francis, who apparently only recorded it because it was one of her father's favourites. Then in 1958, it became a million seller. Jelani Ellington released this track of the song in 1994, featuring the Wurlitzer in the Saunders residence somewhere in central Ohio. Thank you. The comedic song Yes, We Have No Bananas was inspired when one of the writers passed by a Greek fruit stand in New York, the owner of which started every sentence with Yes. The song title was also used on signs in shop windows in World War II, echoing the five-year ban on the importation of the fruit. Here's Ron Rode and the Moller in the Rylander Theatre in the town of Americus, Georgia. Ron Rode and the Moller, that was originally in the Riviera Theatre, Scranton, Pennsylvania, and now in the Rylander Theatre, Americus. I've just time for one last track, and it's one of Sidney Torch's most famous, Bugle Call Rag. It was recorded in 1935 on the Giant Christie and the Regal, later Odeon Cinema Marble Arch in London. Thank you. the one-man dance band stylings of Sydney Torch and Bugle Call Rag in stunning quality, thanks to the audio restoration by Sterndale Records. That wraps up today's all-too-short selection of music written in 1923 in this ongoing series of popular songs from the 1920s. I'll be back next time with music from 1924. For now, though, it's goodbye from Steve Ashley and Hot Pipes.